Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Ross Wilson of TCFA joining us after this.
Ranchers, this calving season, get your newborn calves off to a strong start with an injection of Vitally Newborn from Stewart Products. Vitally Newborn can prevent deficiencies of fat-soluble vitamins, especially vitamin E, that has been shown to help prevent weak calf syndrome and calf scours. Ask your veterinarian or animal health supplier about Vitally Newborn from Stewart Products or check them out online at stewartproducts.com. That's S-T-U-A-R-T products.com.
Hey, cattle producers, our friend Jim Odle and the folks at Superior Livestock want to invite you to check out their Superior click-to-bid option of going online and bidding on any of their auctions, their regular auctions, or some of the various seed stock and purebred auctions listed on their website as well. For details, go to their website, superiorclicktobid.com. It's a great way when you can't be in front of the TV watching their auctions to bid wherever you are. Superior Click to Bid. Our latest cattle on feed report reflected the new reality of a lot fewer cattle going through the pipeline right now. 14% fewer cattle placed into feedlots this past February compared to 1 year ago. Ross Wilson is with the Texas Cattle Feeders Association. He says these smaller numbers means problems for his members' feedlots in Texas and Oklahoma and New Mexico.
You're exactly right. That's one of the key reasons that we saw Cargill close one of their major beef packing plants in Plainview, Texas. They have one remaining in Frioni, Texas, and then, of course, the plants north of there. We're hopeful that that brought some balance. Without question, it made the existing plants more efficient because it moved those cattle into some other plants. But that's short term. Long term, we continue to have some excess capacity, some would say, within the beef packing industry that may or may not have to be addressed, hopefully not in the southern high plains. And we have a corresponding excess capacity in the feeding industry. Now, that's not been documented well. I can understand why it has not, but you can look around the country and you can see some feed yards that have already closed, not just in the last year or two, but within the last 5 years for any number of reasons. You can see feed yards that have shifted from feeding to backgrounding or partial backgrounding. And as far as weathering this latest storm in this recent 2 years of drought, and the subsequent liquidation of the cow herd, our members indicate that they're going to operate at lower occupancies.
Ross Wilson says with fewer cattle in the feedlots, that means that you've got to definitely try to tighten your belt every way you can, reduce expenses, make everything stretch as far as it possibly can, maybe get another year out of that pickup, all of these type of things. And he indicates one other thing that they're having to pay a lot of attention to right now, making sure that the volatility in the beef cattle market as well as the grain market doesn't totally plow them under.
Risk management would be a huge issue for anyone in the beef industry these days because of the shrinking supply situation and the volatility that comes not only in the beef cattle markets, but in the grain markets with this weather impact and the fluctuating drought. So risk management and more aggressively working with their lenders, those would be some of the things that would come to mind.
Ross Wilson with TCFA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
There are a lot of good reasons to attend the Southern Plains Farm Show. From 9 to 10 each morning, enjoy free coffee and rolls in the Cox Pavilion. Then see the 2013 Chevys, the official vehicle of the Farm Show. Register for great prizes like the Hustler Sport Mower and the Daily Early Bird Prize, good for $1,000 in show bucks. That's sponsored by Grasshopper. Check the High Plains Journal for details and registration information. Free admission, free parking, so mark your calendars. The Southern Plains Farm Show at the Oklahoma City State Fair Park, April 18, 19, and 20.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.